All right, we are back, everybody.
Woohoo!
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. This is the kickoff to our second hour. I love that, the crowd there.
Yes, yes, the crowd is great.
Really encouraging us to have a really good second hour. Listen, if you're just joining us, let me quickly introduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yep.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. To her right is my boy, Tygen. And of course, my name is Mark, or Guillermo.
I'm changing
my name.
The Guillermo Radio Happy Hour Show.
Guillermo Radio.
Experience.
So really, my name would be Guillermo.
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 Mm-hmm.
I'm Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Do you think everybody would call me Guy?
No.
I think you're a little Guy.
Or would they call me Mo?
Well, you're also a Mo.
Anyway,
either way, it's not good.
Right. So at the halfway point, we played Give Me One Reason, and it was performed by Tracy Chapman and Eric Clapton. The reason I played that song is because today is both of their birthdays.
Yes.
Jump right. Clap.
Tracy Chapman is 54 years old. She's the same age as me. Just a little bit older than
A little older.
And Eric Clapton, how old is he, Ty?
Just a little older than you.
60.
Nope. Older.
74.
Yeah. Nope. He'll be 73 today.
Oh.
Today is his birthday.
Sorry, overshot it.
So Tracy Chapman and Eric Clapton have birthdays today. Happy birthday. 54 for Tracy and 73 for Eric Clapton.
Clap, clap.
Nice.
Give Me One Reason. That's a great song.
It is a great song.
So
two great artists.
Clap, clap.
Before the break, I gave a little bit of a rundown on what we were going to do for the rest of the show. But I think what I want to do is sneak some sports in here.
Okay.
So let's talk about sports.
Here we go.
Let's talk about sports, man. How about my Tampa Bay Rays?
Woohoo!
Alabama.
Yesterday's season opener had a fantastic finish.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, the Rays were down 4-0 going into the bottom of the eighth. They loaded the bases, and Denard Span hit a bases-loaded triple, making it 4-3.
Yes.
Now, I'm not really sure what happened after that, but
we went ahead.
The Rays ended up winning 6-4. They beat the Boston Red Sox in the season opener 6-4.
Yes.
How about that?
Absolutely wonderful.
Coming from a 4-0 deficit. That's good.
In the bottom of the eighth.
Now the Rays face the Red Sox again tonight at 7 o'clock. At Tropicana Field. That game should be getting off
start
right about now. First pitch, everybody. Go Rays.
Go
Bye,
Rays.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. My Tampa Bay Lightning fell out of first place last night with a 4-2 loss to the Boston Bruins.
Boom.
The Bolts had been in first place and had the best record in the NHL since October 18th.
I was going to say all season.
Right. From the beginning. They face the Rangers tonight in New York at 7. Go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
I'm not worried. They've already got a playoff berth. You know, this does not...
Don't get hurt.
It does not surprise me at all. You know, you can't ride, you know, the top of the wave all the way through the season. I mean, you're going to... It's surprising to me that they have been number one the entire season.
Right. Well, I mean,
that's a rarity.
And if you're already going to the playoffs,
right,
now is not the time to pull your groin.
Yeah, no groin pulling.
Quit playing with your groin.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tam McCandeweary.
Yes.
And the rest of the Tampa Bay Rowdies won their season opener last Saturday 2-0 against Bethlehem Steel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we all know why.
Well,
it's all because of him.
Tam didn't score a goal for me like he promised, but they still won the game.
Yes. Yes, they did.
The Rowdies face Louisville in Louisville tomorrow afternoon at 3. Go Rowdies.
Go Rowdies.
Now, here's something that's new for the NFL. This is going to be the first time this has ever happened. It's going to be history time.
History.
Mm-hmm.
History. They're going to use bats like you've always wanted.
Football bats. No. No, they're not going to do that. But you know, all teams have a cheerleading squad.
Yes.
Well, for the first time in history.
All dudes.
Well, the Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Rams are going to have two men joining the cheerleading squad.
Well, it's Los Angeles.
Quentin Perrin and Napoleon Jennings. They're going to be stepping out on the field this season, cheering and dancing alongside the previously all-female team.
Okay. Are they going to have the same outfit?
I think they are.
Nice. They're
very similar, I think.
Nice.
Very similar.
That should be good.
I saw a picture pictures of these two dudes. Do you remember on Living Color? You remember?
This will be good.
You remember, in Living Color.
Remember the two gay guys?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what this reminded me of. I don't know if it's going to be that extreme, but it's going to be interesting.
We shall
see. Now, look, there have been male cheerleaders in high school, not when I was in high school, but after that when you kids grew up, but in college.
Yeah, there have always been male cheerleaders
and, you know,
in college.
I mean, everybody's always like, oh, they got to be gay. But guess what? Usually they're huge dudes, for one thing, and they get to hoist those girls over their head, you know, with their hand, like...
Yeah, they're holding on to something in there.
Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. A little touchy-feely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing?
Up close and personal.
I applied a little rotation on the sugar plum there.
Yeah.
And your, what were those little shorts that the cheerleaders wore? Lollipops.
Lollipops.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Lollipop, lollipop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All groping up the girls.
So look forward to that this next NFL football season.
So we will have to keep an eye on that.
It also reminds me of what's the prison football movie, The Longest Yard.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what comes to me.
Yes.
I'm sure it's going to be a lot tamer than that.
I would hope so.
It's Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. I would hope so. But I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, me too.
And we'll see if other teams follow suit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, what in our equitable world and all.
Right.
It'll be a requirement. But let's see if they put any girls on the squad.
Ty, you're pretty agile. Maybe during the next football season, you could become a Buckette.
I hurt my back jumping off the stage, man. I don't know.
All right.
All right.
Let's get to these.
Is that what they call them, though? The Buckets?
The Buckets.
No, not Buckets, Ty. Not Buckets. What are they called?
They're the Buccaneer cheerleaders.
The Buccanettes. The Buccanettes.
The Buccanettes.
The
well,
Buckets.
You know, there's...
They're the Buccan cheerleaders.
Yeah. Well, there's also...
Here's the Buccan team, and those are the Buccan cheerleaders.
And what do pirates call their...
And they just buck and roll again.
Their lady supporters, yes.
Those the wenches.
The wenches. Mm-hmm.
I wish Jameis could throw a buck and pass.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a buck and touchdown.
Yeah. Well, see, we need to remember all of these come football season. You know, the Buccaneers.
Falcon idiots.
Mm-hmm. See, ours is fun, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, free-range parenting.
Yes.
All right. I was saying that it was free-range children, but I guess free-range children come from free-range parents.
Yes. Right.
How do they taste?
Delicious.
Very good. And they are gluten-free.
Yes.
That's very important.
Yeah. But anyway, here's the thing. When I was a kid... as early as I can pretty much remember, I was always an outdoor kid.
Right.
I walked to and from school. When I got home from school in the evening, I was considered like a latch door kid or latch key kid.
Right.
And I would be at home by myself until 7:30 in the evening at a very young age.
Right.
Okay. Well, in today's day and age,
prison.
Yeah.
Your mother being in prison.
You can get in very big trouble for that because, you know, of the soccer moms that we talked about earlier, everybody's got to be in everybody's business.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If these so-called soccer moms see a young kid walking to or from school by themselves, well, there's got to be some abuse going on here.
Yeah.
That kid's being neglected.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Well, it's like the guy that videotaped his kid when he got thrown off the school bus.
Right.
Oh, you should have seen the comments.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
What? He couldn't have let him ride in the car? He couldn't have just driven him?
Right.
No. The kid's lucky the dad followed him in the car.
I was not offended by the dad making the kid run the school, but I was...
I was a little offended by the whole posting of the video.
Posting of the video. Yeah, that went a little bit too far. But in today's day and age... you know, with everybody being so into social media,
you can't fart without tweeting about it.
Maybe right. Maybe that is how you send a message to kids these days. You know,
maybe
that's the way you do it. Back in our day, wait till dad gets home. You know, and you might get hit with a belt.
No,
not me ever.
No, me either. Mm-hmm. No, but
I had friends that did
walk into school. Was what we did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now if somebody sees a child in a car, now look, I'm all for if you are going through a parking lot and you see an infant or a child that is unable to roll down the window for themselves and that kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely. Either break the window or call the police because that child shouldn't be left alone. But a child anywhere. 7 and up that has the physical and mental capability to roll down a window or that kind of thing.
See, but most cars today, you can't. They're automatic windows.
Yeah,
they don't put cranks on anymore.
That's a good point.
So, you know, that makes a difference.
Right.
But yeah, it's, you know, I mean, how many times did your mother send you to the car because you couldn't behave in the store?
I couldn't go to the store with my mother without having to sit in the car.
Right.
I mean, she would give me about 2 minutes in the store and then it'd be like, yeah, go wait in the car.
Go wait in the car.
Go away.
I mean, and I was a good kid.
No.
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You were in that car for
a
reason.
You're not even a good adult.
And you're lucky those windows had cranks.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is, when get back to the whole free range thing. When we were kids, our parents were free range, and so we were free range kids. We would go from neighborhood to neighborhood. We didn't have to come inside the house until the
street lights
came on. You know what I mean? Even then, you could go home and eat dinner, and if it was a Friday night, you could go back outside.
Right.
Kids don't play outside anymore anyway.
At all.
Which
unless
is
it's an organized, structured, adult-driven
organized crime.
Event.
Well, because they don't let you.
No. And
well, who doesn't let you?
The old people and the police.
Well, and see, that's where...
All the times, like, my group of friends, when we would try to do something outside, the police would roll up.
What are you
like,
doing?
What are you doing?
Well,
why are you loitering?
That's probably because of some of these... And I call them soccer moms. I don't want to put a bad thing on soccer moms. But to me, I mean, the first time I ever heard of something like this happening, it was, you know, soccer moms got together and they were like, oh, no, we can't let our kids do that. Mm-hmm. Or that's, you know, that's
they might get hurt or dirty or their feelings hurt.
You know? Also the old people, because they just don't want to look at you.
Well, that's
they don't
true.
Want you walking on their grass.
We weren't in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you walking outside by their house. You're casing the joint.
Well, a lot of people, a lot of parents have been spoken to by the police. Even some have been arrested for the way that they have been, letting their kids just
play outside.
Play outside.
Oh, my God.
And it's ridiculous. And it's gotten so ridiculous that in Utah, they just legalized a controversial child-rearing method known as free-range parenting that encourages the fostering of self-sufficiency in children from a young age which is believed to be the first legislation of its kind in the United States.
Perfect.
Okay, so basically what they're saying is we are going to now put responsibility back on the parents, okay? And if a parent thinks that their child is mature enough, and if they feel like they can trust their child, then that yes, they can go to the park at 10 and 8 by themselves.
Right.
You know, just like I did as a kid.
Right.
Know?
Right. They can no longer be charged with a crime.
I was 10 years old riding my bike almost two and a half, 3 miles down a busy road to go to Uncle Jay's house.
Right. I mean, I rode my bike to the pool when I was 9.
I was always a neighborhood over. You know, I mean, that's just what we did.
It's what
we
did.
We were outside kids, and right. We didn't have cell phones.
No, but we knew when we were supposed to be home.
Right.
We knew if something came up, you know, back then you could actually, you know, go to a friend's house and use the phone and call your parents.
Do you think it's a trust issue now
with
parents?
There were pay phones.
Do you think it's a trust issue now between parents and their kids? Do you think parents now do not trust their kids? Because, look, my mom was a single mom, all right? And we sort of had a pact. And it was like I could pretty much do whatever I wanted to do.
As long as you didn't get caught.
No. As long as I told her what I was going to do and where I was going to be.
Right.
Now, I didn't really necessarily believable. Have to tell her what I was going to do, but as long as she had an idea where I was going to be, because if I didn't come home at that time, she at least had a starting point to start looking for me.
Right.
Right. And now kids have phones and stuff like that. So it's like they're attached at the hip, even if they're away from home.
Right.
So I don't understand the big issue.
And a lot of parents have GPS tracking on their kids and their phones.
What's going to happen when they start chipping children?
Right.
They will here soon.
It seems like that's the path we're going down.
They're not chipping
me.
And
you hear all of this about, you know, the millennials not being able to function in the world. Well, that's why.
It's because
no one's letting them.
They've never had that opportunity.
They've never had any outdoor experience. They've never had to fend for themselves.
Or resolve their own issues.
The whole thing goes to even kids' sports now. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a trophy. God forbid you lose and go home without a trophy.
The agony of defeat is gone.
When I was a kid, you didn't get a trophy if you didn't win.
Right.
Period. That made you play harder the next time.
Yeah.
And that's just the way you're a little upset. I was more upset because I lost the game, not because I didn't get a trophy.
Right. You were more upset about your performance.
Right.
It's gotten to a point.
Not everybody has to win. That's not the way life is.
No. And young adults do not have any skills in conflict.
Right.
Or any negativity at all, which is why they get so offended by the least little thing.
I mean, I know that when I was out, you know, as a young kid, even in school, they used to tell you, don't talk to strangers.
Yeah. Right.
You know, don't get in a stranger's car.
Right.
You know, so that was always ingrained in us from a very young age.
Well, these kids, I don't think, have ever been told that.
No, well, these kids are walking down the street with their face buried in their phone. They're not even going to see the creep coming up on them.
The perp coming.
Right. The perp's going to come up and grab them, snatch them, throw them in the van.
And they're not even going to notice until their YouTube video ends.
Right.
I don't know. I agree with Utah. And it's time to let children grow up incrementally, not, oh, it's your 18th birthday, go outside.
Figure it out.
Here's $10, go buy some food.
Here's $10, go see the heavy metal show.
Right.
Well, it says the new law, which will take effect on May 8th, specifies that it is not a crime for parents to allow kids who display maturity and good judgment to do things like walk to school alone or play outside without supervision.
That's unbelievable that we need a state
to have a law like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the crazy part.
I know parents that won't let their kids go to the mailbox.
Yeah. or watch TV.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Or read a Cosmo.
Or I don't know what they think, you know, the world is really like. But sheltering them to that extent does not make them successful in the real world.
A lot of them also grew up in the age of terror.
Right.
Terror. It's out there.
It's all around us.
Still fighting a war on terror.
Senator Lincoln Fillmore, the Utah Bill's chief sponsor, said he introduced the legislation to encourage more self-reliance among children. I feel strongly about the issue of because we have become so over the top when protecting children that we are refusing to let them learn lessons of self-reliance and problem-solving that they will need to be successful as adults.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know, you were taught as a child how to cross a street, right. Where to cross a street, you know, not wander pell-mell into traffic, outside, the real world.
Well, just the whole thing, like we were taught when we were kids, don't talk to strangers. What that meant for me as a kid is always have your head on a swivel.
Well, now it's totally different.
And don't necessarily trust anybody that comes up to you.
Well, exactly.
And today, in my life today, you have to come up to me and show me respect before I'll even give you the time of day. You know, if I think that there's anything the least bit creepy about you, you better at least show me some respect. Otherwise, we got nothing. I got nothing for you. I don't want to talk to you. Get away from me.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean?
Back in the day, it was don't talk to strangers. Don't get in anybody's car. Don't talk to anybody on the internet. But that's a billion-dollar industry now. That's Uber.
Oh, yeah, all of those things.
Uber. Don't get in a stranger's car, but then we call people to come pick us up and get in the stranger's cars.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. you're teaching them the opposite.
Right.
Of, you know, oh, it's fine, just push this button, and when the car shows up, get in.
Don't talk to strangers, but have everything you buy delivered to your door.
Well, yeah. don't talk to strangers.
Don't leave the house.
But post every one of your thoughts and feelings online for the world to see.
Right.
It's crazy.
Now, here's something that people on the other side of the fence, parents on the other side of the fence, are going to go, well, did you see this article in the paper? Okay. And this is ridiculous. I mean, it's so sad that this goes on. A man traveled from Miami to Lakeland intending to kidnap and sexually batter a 10-year-old girl. This guy's 23 years old.
Right.
He was the manager of a Burger King. He met this girl online.
Online.
Met a 10-year-old girl online and convinced her that when he came to town, to leave her house.
Yeah.
Luckily, her parents, realized she was gone and were able to somehow track her down by her phone.
Yes, the GPS on her phone.
They found this 23-year-old creep and their 10-year-old daughter at a hotel room. She was naked with a dog collar on.
Oh, nice.
What? So. Yeah.
Don't play outside because there's strangers.
You know what? Now that I read this article, keep your kids inside.
And off the internet and in a closet.
Let's vote against that whole free-range kid thing.
Well, if she had been playing outside.
But don't you think that there have been creeps out there ever since we were kids?
There have
been. The only thing now is they're so publicized.
Right.
Creeps weren't publicized when we were kids like they are today.
Right. Well, there's.
You never heard about it when we were kids.
There are 800 channels.
Now, every day in the paper, there's three or four of them.
Right.
Yeah, because it sells.
It sells. Yeah. This country is into negative. We love negative press.
Well, and it's also easier to get a hold of kids now because they're all on Facebook.
Right.
Well, you know, the whole thing with Facebook and other forms of social media is that even kids, like young kids, like this little girl was 10, you know, a 10-year-old is not going to say the things face-to-face to a 23-year-old man that she would have the guts to say online. You know what I mean?
Right.
So Now all of a sudden,
she wouldn't be talking to that guy.
She's building
a
relationship.
If he walked up to her on a playground,
yeah. She obviously
she'd move the other way.
She obviously has enough knowledge of like adult conversations where she's having a sort of a semi-adult conversation with this 23-year-old, unless he's a complete sicko and likes having conversations with 10-year-olds.
Right, which could be as well.
Yeah. But then again, here's the thing. How do you have a 10-year-old daughter who has a cell phone and not know
who they're talking to?
Who they're talking to
on Facebook or whatever.
People on Facebook have like 5,000 friends.
Right. But yeah. Still, I mean, first of all, I don't know why a 10-year-old has to have a cell phone other than like if they go outside or go away from the house.
You know, right.
Just
walk
as a
into school.
Just as a tracking thing. And you
don't
set,
have to track them.
You can
we
set
weren't
cell
tracked.
Phone, but you can set cell phones now where the kids can't do certain things. They can't go on Facebook if you don't let them go on. If you don't reset it, they can't look at things.
Okay. And how many parents actually know how to do that?
I don't.
And how many 10-year-olds do?
Yeah, that's the thing. They all do.
Good luck setting those parental guidelines.
I saw a video on Facebook earlier today, and it had a baby who was not even a year old, okay? This baby could barely sit up by himself. The baby flops back on his back, throws a fit, right? And keeps trying to sit up and, like, get to, I guess, the parents. The baby didn't stop crying and sat straight up when they handed him a cell phone.
Unbelievable.
That's a video I saw on Facebook today.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah. Mm. All right. Kids, aren't they great? I'm so glad ours are grown and well-behaved and smart. I know, Peter Pan. But this jackassery that's going on now is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I would never bring a kid up now.
Yeah. But don't listen to your brother, Hannah.
Yeah.
We still want grandchildren.
Don't worry.
You got dogs and a cat. You're fine.
You got grand dogs.
Grand dogs. That are becoming much better behaved.
They are.
As a pair.
That's speaking of kids. Now, look, I don't remember you two playing in the tub a lot when you were kids.
Not really.
I did, man. I spent a lot of time in the tub when I was a kid, and I loved it. I mean, I would be in the tub so long. No. I was in the tub so long that I would have to turn the hot water back on to warm the water up.
Because it got
cold. I mean,
cold.
I was in there. Yeah. And I was an outdoor kid, so, I mean, there was
you
always
needed to be in there that long.
A dirt ring. Yeah, I mean, I was just a nasty little kid.
we know.
But the thing is, Steph, did you spend any time in the tub as a kid? I mean, did you take a bunch of toys in the tub?
No, yes and no,
oh my God.
Not really.
I had my G.I. Joes in there. I had my little green army men. You know what's cool about them in the tub? They all have built-in surfboards, man.
Yeah, that's
I had
true.
The surfing army, you know? did you ever play
like
with...
Kiss army.
Did anybody have, like, you know, this story I'm going to talk about now, it talks about rubber duckies.
Yes.
And you know how they're hollow, and you can squeeze them, and you can fill them with water, and then squeeze the water out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well... Let's say you don't have a rubber ducky, but there's a lot of toys like that
right.
The kids play with in the tub. Well, that water that stays inside of the toy
gets moldy.
Is so contaminated.
Right.
It is so gross. And what do kids do when they have that toy?
Oh, they're drinking
they
it.
They squirt it in mm-hmm. their mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of grossness in those toys.
Yes, but...
Right.
To me, that's just like getting a flu shot.
Yeah.
You know, that little bit of exposure builds the immunity
right.
in your body.
Well, they were talking about this research team from Switzerland and the United States. They tested the water that was left over in like these rubber duckies.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, like 75,000 parts per square inch inside like that. It was like so contaminated. It was like it caused the plague.
Right.
You know? Maybe that's my immune system is so good is because I drank a lot of that water when I was a kid.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you know, if we have everything that's sterile and antibacterial soap and right. hand sanitizer every time you turn around, the first time you actually come in contact with a germ,
right.
It's on
gonna
you.
It's going to get you.
I mean, I used to have the whole tub full of toys and stuff like that. I don't know if I should tell this story. It's funny, though.
It's your life. Story.
Hannah Claire, you know what a douchebag is, and I'm not talking about your brother.
Yes.
So I don't know. Do they even have douchebags anymore?
I mean, I know plenty.
Manufactured.
I'm not asking
everything.
If you know any, but do they still have them?
They're mostly they're disposable now, where you throw it away.
Yeah, back in the day, your mom may have had a douche bag that she would leave in the tub, like in the tub area.
It was you.
It was basically like a small water bottle, hot water bottle, that kind of thing, made of rubber.
Yes.
You know, and you could fill it with water, but you couldn't squeeze the water out unless it had the stem on it, right?
The applicator.
Right. So the first time I ever grabbed hold of mom's, I'm in the tub and I fill it full of water and I'm thinking, oh, this will be cool. I'll squeeze the water out. Well, I'm squeezing. And I can't get the water to come out. Right. So I panic. So what do you think I did?
Poked a hole in it.
I bit holes in it. I didn't have anything sharp in the tub except for my teeth, right? So the next time mom goes...
Genius.
Yeah, right. I bit holes in it. So the next time mom goes to use it, she fills it up and all of a sudden it's leaking.
Water everywhere.
And as she squeezed it, she could see my teeth prints in it.
You little asshole.
Yeah. I was a good kid, man.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
I better bite holes in this thing.
I better get the water back out.
I got the water out.
Yeah.
I got the water out.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I remember biting that thing like 4 or 5 times.
Leaking out because it's not working.
Yeah. Oh.
Bit holes in mom's douchebag.
You are the douchebag.
Oh, honey.
Right. Why don't we play Stump the Chump?
We can.
All right, everybody.
Please.
Let's see. Do we have a theme to our Stump the Chump?
Well, we have choices, so I'm going to put it out to the crowd. We have either Easter.
Yeah.
Or we have baseball since opening day was
yesterday.
Well,
they don't know anything about baseball.
They
so
know enough
Easter.
About baseball that they could play the baseball one.
All right.
Well, then it's too easy. We got to go with Easter.
Well, maybe we'll do every other question.
Yeah.
Easter, baseball.
Is it Passover yet? Has the sun gone down?
I don't
know. Last break it wasn't down there.
All the windows in this room are boarded up and foamed over.
They keep us locked in here.
Yes.
Right. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, well, did we decide what are we going to play?
Oh, I'm going to do every other question.
Every other question, that's good. So we're going to play an Easter baseball-themed version of Stump the Chump. I'm going to play a song here by Keb Moe, one of my favorites. It's called The Old Me Better, and it's a live version. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Smoke, I'd do anything. Let you clean me up, fix me up, just to get you to wear my wedding ring. But now I'm having second thoughts, and I'm writing you this letter, 'cause I'm scared to tell you to your face. I like the old me better. I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. When I sleep all day, talking since the day we got together, but I'm a different man.
like to owe me better. Ooh, I like to owe me better. I was a lot more fun. I like to owe me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. When I sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I'm on, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like to owe me better. No doubt about it, you're the only one, and I know.
Back, and that is the Old Me Better live version by one of my favorites, Keb Mo. I was turned on to Keb Mo by my dad years ago, and ever since years. I've been a big fan of Keb Mo.
Selwyn Birchwood does that song, does a great job with it.
When we saw Selwyn Birchwood at the Hideaway Cafe, Central Avenue, downtown St. Petersburg, and he did that song, and he said it was a Keb Mo song, I immediately came home, went on iTunes, and found Keb Mo's version.
Yes.
And now we play it on this show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like that song. Let's see. What else? Do we want to do any quick facts before some just little things?
No, go ahead.
Well, I got a fact for you. My feet are swollen and these Converse are killing me.
Gross, take them off.
No, don't take them off.
It'll be worse.
Well, here's something. Here's something quick.
Okay, fine.
We all like penguins, right?
Yes.
Okay, 1,503,000. Okay, that's the number of Adélie penguins recently found to be living on the Danger Islands near Antarctica.
They sound safe.
Scientists located the previously unknown penguin colony because it produced enough waste to be seen from space.
That's a lot of crap.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in. I saw that. My buddy Ruben started giving me his Time magazine. I like Time magazine. I don't like it as much as my Week magazine, but there are little tidbits like that that I just gave you, little nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another
pretty
one.
Big nuggets.
3,957. That's the number of firearms discovered in carry-on bags at TSA checkpoints in 2017, setting a new record.
Yeah. Like it's new.
Good stuff, people.
Yeah. I like little nuggets like that. All right, let's play Stump
the Chump. Bean?
Does everybody have their bell, the ringer, their hooter? This is going to be a Easter / baseball themed version of Stump the Chump.
Yes. We'll start with Easter.
Let's do it.
What do
Don't tell us.
What?
Yeah, don't tell us if it's Easter.
We'll have to determine whether it's Easter or baseball.
All right. What do eggs represent at Easter?
Baseballs.
No. Oh. Do you want the choices?
Yeah. Oh, maybe Ty knows.
Ty?
Isn't it rebirth?
Yes, new life.
Ew, gross.
Yeah.
Not afterbirth.
I was going to say life. Lunch.
Deviled eggs.
I eat hard-boiled eggs every day for lunch.
And after Easter, they're usually colorful.
Uh-huh.
Which position player is known as one on a baseball diamond?
Who?
Is it the catcher, the pitcher, or the first baseman? Hannah.
First baseman.
No.
No.
Mark.
Oh. Catcher.
No.
Wait a minute. No. One?
One.
One? Wait, what?
Pitcher. Who's on first? Yeah,
well, that's the only one that's left.
It's pitcher.
It's the pitcher.
All right, I gotcha. All right.
Yes. All right, so nobody gets that one.
We're in it. We know what's up now.
You know, because a 5-4-3 double play does not include the pitcher, but the catcher. What season is Easter closely associated with? Mark.
Spring.
Yes.
Come on, that was totally me.
Ty has one, Mark has one.
I think it was totally Hannah, but I'll take it.
How many players play defense on a baseball diamond? Hannah.
All of them.
All of them. Good answer. All right, there are numbers involved.
Shit.
Is it 9, 10, or 11?
Nine.
I'm giving that to Hannah since it was still her turn.
And she gave a good answer to me.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
All of them.
Why are rabbits associated?
No one knows. That's true. I watched a thing about that today.
Well, according to this, you have four choices.
This is the answer. Because Jesus loved bunnies.
No, what are rabbits associated with at Easter? Is it eggs?
That doesn't even make sense.
It does if you've ever seen a Reese egg commercial. Fertility or chocolate?
It's got to be fertility.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
So
I watched a thing today. They don't actually know why. It's something that just started happening.
Because they multiply in the springtime. Mark has two. Ty has one. Hannah has one.
I'm going to contest that one.
The DH hits instead of the...
Instead of the pitcher.
Yes. So Mark has three.
In the National League, not in the American League.
No.
In the American League, not in the National League.
Okay.
Sure.
Whatever.
We'll go with that.
Whatever.
Nobody cares.
What season does Easter fall in Australia? Hannah.
Fall.
Yes.
Really?
So Hannah has two. Mark has three. Ty has one.
He should
so,
have two.
So hold on, mate.
Yes?
Are you saying that right now in Australia it's fall?
Yes.
Down under.
Yes.
No.
Crikey.
No.
No? Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be.
No.
Yes.
No.
They just had summer. They have summer when we have winter.
I know Spain has like
our Easters
winter
aren't
when
at
we
the
have
same
summer.
Time.
Oh.
What?
Our Easters aren't at the same time.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I meant when is
There's
our
like
Easter?
Time zones and shit. I don't know.
Isn't Easter all about one thing?
I don't know why.
Yeah, but Mother's Day isn't the same day in England that it is here.
Okay, so this...
I don't know. They do weird stuff like that.
Yeah, but Easter's like...
Yeah, but
it's... Easter is not a determined date each year.
Yeah, but Easter's like a religious thing.
Right. Well, and this is... Yeah, and according to...
I miss my Easter bikini, so whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. I used to get one every Easter. Not anymore.
The bunny's out of bikinis. All right. Where are we?
Who knows?
We're going back to baseball. A perfect game is what? A pitcher holding
Rare.
A team?
Rare.
Time.
No one gets on base.
Yes. I'll give you that. So Ty has two.
No hits, right?
No hits.
There are typically how many men in a starting pitching rotation?
Four.
Hell if I know.
Your choices are 5, 6, and 7.
Five.
Six. Seven. Five. Six.
Mark got it right with five, and that is four for Mark.
That is game.
In the Easter baseball of our lives.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to the winner. You have eight Is that right? 8.5 minutes before we have to start saying goodbye. So long, farewell, Elvita Zane.
Now, here's a story that's interesting, and I think it's a very good idea. And I didn't read the whole thing, but it makes a lot of sense. If you go to the beaches, remember we talked about, was it last week or the week before, we talked about that huge...
The island of garbage.
Island of garbage that supposedly was, it's between California and Hawaii in the Pacific Ocean that is supposedly three times the size of France.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you go to any of our local beaches, a lot of times you can find trash. Now, what's happening is there is going to start to be bans on plastic straws.
Oh,
and I think that's a great idea because a lot of the trash that you'll find on a beach is a plastic straw.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, people think about it. When you get down to the end of your drink, you take the straw out or the top off and you drink the ice or, you know, whatever. And so a lot of people discard the straw.
And rednecks are irresponsible. Mm-hmm. So. But I think we should just ban rednecks.
Well, that's a good idea, too.
I don't know that that would help.
Oh, I think it would.
I don't know.
I think we should try it.
I think you would be amazed at every walk of life and how they mistreat anything they possibly can.
Yes, but still, I think we should get rid
of it. Well, what this article is basically saying is that now, if you want a straw, you're going to have to pretty much ask for it. And...
at what, like the snack shack or something?
Yeah, you have to ask for it.
Find one on the beach.
Well, I mean, I've seen paper straws. Yeah.
Find one on the beach.
Paper straws, I mean, they're not...
Those would at least break down.
Right, they're not any good, but...
they're not very effective, so those will definitely be in the sand, because as soon as it doesn't work, they toss it in the ground. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it is amazing how much trash our consumers today create. There's no way. Little House on the Prairie. Did they even have any garbage?
No. No, they didn't.
Yeah, so.
They were good, clean folk.
They were green.
Yeah, and now we create billions of tons of trash a day.
What do you suppose the top 10 frequently forgotten items are in a Uber?
Purse.
Cell phone.
All right. What do you suppose number 10 is? The least.
Your shoes. The least forgotten.
No.
Have we said anything that ranks?
No.
No?
Your phone? Number 10 would be your ID or your license.
No.
Child.
Mm-hmm. Number one is what?
Pet.
No, your phone.
Well, I said phone.
Okay, well, that's number one.
All right.
Number two.
You told me it wasn't on the list.
Number two is keys. Number three is wallet. Number four is your glasses. Five, clothing, like you leave your
jacket.
Your Trayvon in the back seat. Number six, your bag or purse. Number seven, vape.
Your
electronic cigarette.
Don't leave your vape, bra.
Number eight, your backpack. You number
blow
nine,
yourself righteous
money. And
clothes.
Number 10, your ID. Driver's license.
Shoes didn't make
just
the
want
list.
I say
huh?
that vaping is gay.
Gay as hell.
You're gay.
And it's bad.
All
for
the
you.
Kids at work
and
do it, and it's just so gay.
I read something recently that all the fruity juice flavors, like literally the fruity ones, are causing cancer.
Oh,
made
nice.
Of just cancer. You know what? Let
and
them
guess
do
what?
It.
They're all fruity.
Oh.
Don't do the vape juice.
Don't do the vape juice.
Don't tell them that. Just let them all die off.
Hey, if you had to move to another country, where would you go?
Probably
anywhere.
Australia.
Australia?
It's the most like
Steph?
Here.
I'd probably go European.
Canada seems friendly.
Yeah, but it's cold.
It's cold there.
Yeah, you're right.
It's real like
cold.
Probably France, south of France.
Well, where do you suppose the happiest country is?
Canada.
Switzerland?
No.
Sweden.
Finland.
Oh, I can see that. They're crazy.
Finland.
They're very happy people.
They're cool.
According to the UN's annual World Happiness Report, Finland is the happiest country in the world. United States came in 18th out of 156 countries on a rating system based on, first of all, life expectancy, freedom, social support, trust, and generosity.
Did they do this survey before or after Trump was elected?
Right. The big orange baby-headed Twitter
just,
bitch.
I'm just curious if we've
lost. I don't know if I
lost.
Could go to Finland. I think they eat a lot of fish there. I'm not hip on that.
No, Finland's cool.
Finland's cool. They're crazy.
Their schools don't have homework.
Why are they crazy? What
they're just wild.
They have a great sense of humor.
Yeah, they do.
And you know,
they love music up there.
And it's just very... They're very comfortable.
What's their sense of humor? I mean, I don't know of any Finnish comedians or anything like that.
They're out there.
Well, no, just they just seem like happy people. Like their lives are happy. They're not constantly struggling.
Well, they have one of the lowest murder rates, like no crime.
Right. Yeah.
They all make decent money.
Yes. You know, live in decent houses. Low crime, low poverty, well fed.
Real cold.
Hannah Claire, you're aware that Donald Trump is the president, right?
I am aware, yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Does anybody know what the president's annual salary is?
$250,000 a year.
No, more than.
$300,000?
Mm-hmm. Now, you know.
Enough to pay a porn star.
Now, you know, when President Trump was
once
elected, he chose to forgo the president's presidential salary.
Oh, yes.
Really? Is that it? We have 2 minutes?
Yeah, we need to start wrapping up in
that?
Two.
Anyway, presidents make a lot of money. They make $400,000 plus $50,000 for an expense account, plus $100,000 non-taxable travel account, plus $19,000 for entertainment, a total of $569,000 a year. He passed it up. But here's the thing. Every time he goes on vacation to Mar-a-Lago, to his golf courses and stuff like that, the Pentagon has to pay a crew of people to go and watch his ass.
Secret Service detail.
For the first 8 months of this year, they've already paid over $200,000.
In hotel bills.
In the long run, he's getting paid back.
Yes. Oh, he's making plenty
he's
of money.
He's really, he might be orange, but he's no dummy. Let's see.
He is.
Here's the thing. Here's some quotes that I like to give at the end of every show. Really? Each day we wake slightly altered, and the person we were yesterday is dead.
Oh,
shit.
That came from John Updike.
That's dark.
Yep. Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution.
Yes.
Albert Einstein.
Go to Finland.
Uh-huh. The aim of arrogant... no, I'm sorry. The
Wait
aim
a minute.
Of argument should not be victory, but progress.
Yes.
Philosopher Karl Popper.
Very nice.
This next one says, propaganda is the art of persuading others of what you don't believe yourself. And that came from Israeli diplomat Abba Iban. And the last one says,
like it.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. And that came from my Uncle Lenny. All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Hannah Claire, at the end of the show, do you have anything you want to add?
Not quite. No.
Nothing. Not quite.
Not quite.
Not really.
If we give you a minute?
No.
Okay.
No, nothing. Don't have
Steph,
minute.
Anything?
Happy Easter, happy Passover. Enjoy your beautiful weekend.
Happy.
It might actually be Passover out there.
It's almost.
Said sundown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ty, do you have anything you want to add?
April 7th, Ellie Ray's.
Ellie Ray's.
Deceptive Intruder.
Deceptive Intruder.
Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
Or YouTube it.
All right. I don't have anything to add other than, God, I miss you, Mom. Today is 3 years.
Yep.
3 years. And I miss you, and I love you. I think about you every day. And other than that, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We didn't get any calls tonight. Damn it!
Yeah, too much competition.
Or tweets. Damn it!
Too much going on.
Next week. There's always another week. We look always forward to speaking
week.
To you again next week. It looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. Have a happy Easter and a happy Passover. Good night.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies and make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs.
That's it.